And my people are the plate lickers of the world.
You are not ashamed to admit this. No. And that's what I enjoy about you, Gaundi, is you know thyself. And you're a dirty plate licker, and that is fine for you.
Well, this was from the show on Friday, from Air Fryer Friday. I'm licking the plate at the moment. This is my breakfast. I'm the plate licker at a restaurant. I will lick a plate.
Let's put that in for 8 o'clock on Monday to revisit and discuss.
Which we're doing right now.
Now, you said, Gaundi, and I've never considered this because I myself am not a plate licker. I am well against the plate licking community. But you've said that it is like a show of respect to the chef when you've had an excellent meal, that you lick the plate as like an offering of gratitude.
Yeah, it's so good. I could not leave one little speck of anything on the plate. That is respect.
On Air Fry Friday, when I made these like stuffed shroom fried things, which were amazing, when you were licking the plate and me being the chef, I just looked at you and I thought to myself, gross.
You weren't honoured? You weren't like, wow, I've done such a good job. Look at him go.
My initial gut reaction was, you're disgusting and you shouldn't be doing that. But you've said you're not alone, and we have some plate lickers who have called 131060.
Tamana, please talk some sense into my friend Maz here.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good, hey, man. Good, mate.
Welcome to the show. Are you a part of the plate licking club?
Yes, I am.
Great.
You sound a little ashamed there.
Yeah, you do, actually, to be honest.
No.
Okay.
Loud and proud, plate licker.
And Tamana, is it a show of respect to the chef? Is that why you started licking your plate clean?
I wouldn't have thought about the respect. If you're having a good meal, you clean it up and, yeah.
That's right, and you're saving on dishes too. These are my people, Maz. Tamana is one of mine.
What do you mean you're saving on dishes?
Well, you don't have to do dishes if you lick the plate clean.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Let's go to Darren.
There'd be more germs in your mouth.
You're only going to eat off it again if it's at your house. Lick it clean, put it back in the rack.
I know that you are having a lull with that one. You are not that feral. I know that.
Darren from the Mid-North Coast.
Hey, Darren.
Hey, Gaundi. Hey, Maz. Good morning.
Hey, mate. So you love licking your plate clean at the end of a good meal?
Look, if it is an awesome meal, a 10 out of 10, you cannot leave anything on it.
How good is it? When the meal is a 10 out of 10 and you're licking that plate, there's just something fulfilling about it, right, Darren?
Oh, it's 100%. It's like, it goes back cleaner than what it came out.
Exactly. See, straight back in the rack. That's what I'm saying, at your place. You don't have to worry about it.
That's not true. Tell me that's not true.
Wait till you come round for dinner
I'm never coming round to your house for dinner now.
Darren,
oh, my gosh.
I've got written on the screen here, ice cream and Milo. That's your go-to. That's something that you need to...
After a meal, ice cream and Milo. Once that's finished, that plate gets licked out as well.
Tell me, Maz, you're licking an ice cream bowl,
no,
surely.
How really? How do you lick an ice cream bowl? You must have a very long tongue.
Yeah, I work my way around it.